Asking you to please get your Bibles and turn with me today to the book of Isaiah, chapter 7. Isaiah, chapter 7. God bless you. Isaiah, the 7th. Chapter. I'm reading verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Thank God for the reading of that 14th verse. And God is giving me to share with you this morning from this subject, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. As we look at this passage, it says that the Lord himself was going to give a sign. And it stated that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. God's sign. God the miracle worker. God is going to call a woman that does not know a man and have never known a man to birth a child. And that child is going to be a man child. That child is going to be the Son of God. And he shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. As we look at this Immaculate Conception, as we look at this birth of the Son of God, we find out that God used a human vessel to birth his Son so that his Son could be born of a human, so that the Son would be identified with the human race, because the Son had a mission to help the human race, and God made him like we are. Human. And we find out here that Joseph, the espoused of Mary, the Bible let us know that the angel came to him and gave him a message. And that message puzzled him. He knew he was not the father. And he wanted to put her away privately, but the angel had a message for him. So no, don't do that. Don't do that. But I'm just want to read the 18th verse. I just start up there because I want to get the story. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise: when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Honorable man. Didn't want to bring disgrace upon Mary because it was a shame to have a child and you didn't have a husband. Here he wanted to put her away. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So we find out that it was prophesied over in the book of Isaiah that this virgin birth was going to take place. And here over in the book of Matthew, we see that this birth, this prophecy, is going to be fulfilled. And we thank God that the word of God lets us know that that baby's name was going to be called Jesus. And I thank God that God has also helped us to see that that baby had a mission. For he shall save his people from their sins. The world was in need of a Savior. The human race had transgressed God's law and become sinners because of Adam. Adam brought the human race into bad favor with God. Let me say it that way. And man was doomed to be punished with death because of the sin of one man. Again, we talk about one person. One sin will keep you out of heaven. But we had a sin debt that we were unable to pay. Because what God requires, we couldn't pay it. The shedding of blood, the giving of your life, is what was necessary in order to bring us back into a right relationship with God. But we were unable to do that. Because if we attempted to do that, we would have failed. If we gave our lives, that would not have cleansed us from our sins, so we would have died a sinner. And if we decided, well, I'll just wait here and do nothing, eventually you're going to die because the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the judgment. So if you didn't do anything, eventually you were going to die, and you're going to yet die in your sins because man was incapable of paying the price that God required. But I thank God that he's a merciful God. I thank God that it's not his will that any should perish. God could have just destroyed all of us like he did when he saved the eight souls. He could have started all over again. But God had people here, and God has extended mercy to us. And I'm so glad that God extended mercy to us so that our sin debt could be paid and we could be brought back. We could be restored to a right relationship with the Lord. So we find out here that that baby whose name is Jesus is the one that is going to pay our sin debt. Jesus came into this world on the day that he was born. He had a mission that he was on the way to the cross. He was on the way to give his life to pay the debt that you and I owed. And I'm glad that Jesus willingly went to the cross. So we find out that Jesus came here to be a Savior. Jesus came here to deliver. We were entangled in sin. Satan had authority over us. We had no power to free ourselves. We had no power to restore ourselves with the Father. But I'm glad that God saw us in our pitiful state. I'm glad that God saw that we needed help that only he could give. And I'm glad that God is a forgiving God. I'm glad that God did not hold that against us throughout eternity. God is a forgiving God, and God has made a way for us. He's made a way for us, saints, so that we can be restored to him in a right relationship, so that we would not have to worry about. We won't have to lose sleep. We won't have to toss and turn. We won't have to walk around in fear, fearing the lake of fire. Because God has made a way for us so that we will be exempt. We can avoid going through that lake of fire because God sent his son. And his son came here with a mission. Over in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, it says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Jesus came into this world to save us, saints, because we were born sinners. Everyone in here, we were born sinners. And Jesus came into this world in order to save sinners from their sin, to deliver us from the bondage of sin, to open the prison doors so that we would no longer have to serve sin. Jesus came here to save sinners. And that's why we love Jesus so much today. And that's why we say thank God for Jesus. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, there would be no hope for mankind. All right, let's look over in Acts, the 5th chapter. Something else I want us to see about Jesus coming into this world to save us from our sins, to deliver us from the bondage of sin, to deliver us from the devil. Oh, I thank God for Jesus and all that he does and all that he has done for us. All right, let's look at the 29th verse, Acts chapter 5, verse 29. "Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, 'We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted.'" Listen to what God has done. "Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." Jesus came into this world to give repentance, to turn us around, to help us to know that we don't have to keep our own head full steam ahead to head into the lake. Jesus came to let us know there's a better way. Jesus came as the light of the world. Jesus came as a savior to deliver us. Oh, there's hope for the sinner. There's hope for the sinner. The sinner is not lost forever. There is hope, and that hope is in Christ Jesus. He came to be a savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. God loved us so much that he came. That God came to pay our sin debts so that we would not be his enemies anymore. God didn't leave it to chance. The first Adam failed God. The second Adam, Jesus, always did what the Father said. Now, the word says Emmanuel, God with us. Let's go to John chapter 1. I said that God did the work himself. He didn't leave it to chance. God has authority over the devil. John chapter 1. The Gospel of John, chapter 1. We know it from memory, but I want us to look at it because I want to work with this God with us. Verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. And if you have your Bible, you look at, in there, you notice that word is capitalized. Representing, well, let's continue. And the Word, capitalized again, was with God. And the Word, capital again, was God. The Word. In the beginning was the Word. God has always existed. He's always been here. Before he created this world, he was here. So it says, in the beginning was the Word. And then went on to say, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. All right, now let's go to that 14th verse as we look at this and see what a great God we have, what a loving Father we have. Verse 14, and the Word, that Word again is capitalized. Now we've established in verse 1 that that capital Word is God. And the Word was made flesh. The Word God, God, Word, was made flesh and dwelt among us, lived in the land with human beings, walked the roads, amen, fellowship with his disciples, raised the dead, healed the sick, opened blind eyes, caused the lame to walk. He lived here in earth, cast out devils. He walked the earth as we are walking the earth. Can I get an amen? He dwelt among us with the human race, and we beheld his glory. Those that were there during that time, they saw Jesus. They saw the miraculous things that he did. Amen. They saw that he committed no sin. They saw that when he spoke with power. They saw that he had power over the waves, over the wind. Amen. He had power over mankind. Amen. He had power over the devils. Amen. When those devils were in that man, Jesus told them to come out. Amen. And the devils had to come out, and they went into the swine and killed the swine because Jesus told them to come out. The lame man that couldn't walk, Jesus told him to take up your bed and walk. Amen. They let it, brought him there, but he walked out with his bed under his arm. Can I get it? Amen. That's the Jesus. That's the Word. That's the God that I'm talking about. And we beheld his glory. The glory as of the, listen to what the Word is telling us, as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The only begotten. So the Word, God, became flesh. And the flesh became the begotten Son. Because John, the 3rd chapter, 16th verse, lets us know that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God, Word, Jesus, Holy Ghost, all one. When somebody wanted to say, show me the Father, Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. Look at the love. Look at the great love. Look how great God is. That God did the work himself. God wrapped himself in flesh. Amen. And he came to this world as a babe. But yet, look at the miraculous, look at the miracle, look at the power, look at the all-knowing God. Even though he walked the earth, he was yet in heaven. The voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Amen. When Jesus was baptized, the voice from heaven, Jesus in the water, and the dove coming down as the Holy Ghost. Amen. All one. When you Jesus saw that, when you see me, you see the Father. Jesus and God, they are one. Jesus is God. He did the work, saints. That's why he's called Emmanuel, God with us. And let me tell you, he's yet with us. If you're saved today, he's yet with us because he lives in us today. Oh, I thank God. I thank God. All right, so we find out that God gave a sign that the virgin would birth a son, and we'll call his name Emmanuel. In the New Testament, the angel came to Joseph and told her that Mary would have a son and should call his name Jesus. Amen. One and the same. One and the same. Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus. That was his earthly name, but he's yet God. Amen. God with us. So now we go to Isaiah, the ninth chapter. Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. Right, we're going to look at the word of God again. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. A virgin shall have a child, and his name will be Emmanuel, God with us. In verse 6, the word of God declares, for unto us a child is born. Mary had a baby, and they called his name Jesus. But this is no ordinary child. Amen. Even though he looked like the children of his time, this was no ordinary child. Even though he was born and grew up like the other children, this was no ordinary child. Because we find out here as we look at this, it says a child is born, and unto a son is given. Now, we know that John 3:16 just let us know whose son it was. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. That's what made him different from the other human babies, that he is the Son of God. That he is the Holy God wrapped in flesh. Oh, I thank God. A son is given. Amen. We are sons of God, but we're adopted sons. Amen. Jesus is the only begotten Son. That's what the Word of God says. Because Mary's baby was conceived of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. God's only begotten Son. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. The government worldwide, not just in Bethlehem, but all over the world. The government is going to. Jesus came not only to save those in Israel and Bethlehem, he came to save people all over the world. He came to save whosoever will. Amen. That's his mission. Whosoever will, whosoever cometh to him, the government shall be upon his shoulders. Jesus had an awesome responsibility in that he had to die for mankind. Amen. He gave his life for mankind. He gave his life that you would have a right to the tree of life. He gave his life that I would have a right to the tree of life. He gave his life for folks in foreign countries. If they believe in him, they would have a right to the tree of life. Because all human beings born in the world, they're under the condemnation of death. But I thank God for Jesus. He came to give us life. He is the life giver. He is the life giver. As a matter of fact, Jesus came to raise us from the dead because mankind was dead in sin. Amen. And we needed to be resurrected. And there's only one that has power to give us life. And his name is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. The government is going to be on his shoulder. He is the King of kings, and he's the Lord of lords. Amen. His kingdom will never end. Amen. We've had kings down through the line, through time, but they died eventually. Our king lives forever. Amen. He has an everlasting government. Can I get? He reigns forever. I thank God. So his name shall be, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Wonderful. Jesus works wonders when he saved a sinner like you and me, when he cleansed us from unrighteousness, when he caused us to cease from sinning, when he gave us a new heart and a new spirit, when he came to live in us, when he causes you and me to walk uprightly before him in this evil world. Oh, his name is Wonderful because he works wonders. Amen. It's a wonder, saints. When we look in the mirror, look what God has done for us. He's cleansed us from sin. We have experience with sin. We were born that way. We know what it means to sin. But oh, I'm glad that God made it possible for us to know what it means to live a holy life. God has made it possible for us to know that the things I used to do, the places I used to go, those things that I did that God said I shouldn't do, I'm glad when Jesus came into our lives, we no longer do those things. We no longer have a desire to go there. We want to walk upright before God. We want to please him in everything we say and do. Oh, I thank God. He is a wonder. He's a wonder. Oh, his name shall be called Wonderful. Then it says, not only that, Counselor, he's our advisor. He gives us instructions on how to walk in this evil world, but yet walk a righteous life. He advises us how to live here amongst the enemy and amongst the world that we that's so against God and won't do what God said. He advises us how to live here and live in the world, but not be a part of the world. He advises us that we can live here, but yet not sin. I thank God. He advises me and you to let us know that when the devil comes against us, that if Christ is for us, he's more than the world against us. He advises us that when the devil tries to get us to doubt God, he lets us to know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He advises us to let us know you can live holy in this world because I have equipped you to live a righteous life and you can bring honor to God. He gives us good advice. He gives us advice that will keep us in a right relationship with God. Amen. He advises us on how to live a life that would be pleasing to God. And not only does he advise us, he helps us. Oh, I thank God. So he's a counselor. Then it went on to say he's the mighty God. In Matthew, the 28th chapter, Jesus says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Mighty God spoke this world into existence. He didn't need to get any tools. He didn't need to try to go around and I need this and I need that and I need that. No, he just, whatever God knew that he wanted to make, he said, let there be. And at his spoken word, it was. Amen. Let there be a sun. It's up there. Let there be a moon. It's up there. Amen. Let there be stars. It's there. Amen. Let there be fish in the sea. They're there. Can I get an amen? The mighty God just speaks. Speak it, and it comes into existence. That's the kind of God we serve. And let me tell you something else. He can speak to you and cleanse you from sin. Amen. He can cause you to be a new creature. And he will live in you forever. That's the kind of God we have. He's a mighty God. Amen. There are no yokes that he cannot break. There are no chains that he cannot bring us out. There are no prisons that we're in that he cannot provide a way of escape and bring us out of there. Amen. And he will cause us to walk uprightly before him in this evil world. Amen. I thank God he's a mighty God, that he took sin out of our lives and he took the will to sin out of our lives, and he's given us his spirit, the Holy Ghost, and he's made us like he is. Because in his word, he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He's a mighty God. There's none like him. He declared himself that he is the only God. He's only God. There are other gods, but they are false gods. There's only one God. Amen. And that's the God we serve. Amen. When you think about these other gods, they say they're gods, but they have no power. Amen. They can't save you. Amen. They can't raise you from the dead. Amen. They haven't caused the lame to walk. They haven't opened blind eyes. Amen. But they are gods and people. Some gods, folks make themselves, and then after they make them, they put them in a place and they bow down and worship them. Got eyes and they can't see. Our God sees. The Bible lets us know the eyes of the Lord in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Our God hears. He says, when you call, before you call, amen, the answer is already on the way. Oh, my God knows my thoughts. He says he knows my thoughts afar off, before they register in my brain. God already knows what's going to come in my mind. Oh, I thank God. He's a mighty God. Amen. The devils have to obey him. Amen. I told you, when he told them to come out of the man, they knew they were coming out. They said, well, don't send us to the swine. He let them go. But they knew they were coming out, because when Jesus speaks, when God speaks, he has authority. Can I get an amen? And then God, the God that we serve, he orders our steps. Amen. He leads us in the path of the righteousness. Amen. I'm thank God for that. He's a mighty God. Amen. And then the God we serve, we don't have to go to battle for him. He goes to battle for us. When the enemy treats us wrongly, the devil's children do us wrong, God lets us know that vengeance belongs to him, and he will repay. And God repays. He's a mighty God. And that's our God. Oh, I thank God. God with us, saints. God with us. If you're saved, God is with you. And if you're not saved, God will be with you if you repent. Jesus came to give repentance. Jesus came to forgive sin. God with us. Mighty God. And then it says the everlasting Father. Once he becomes our Father, he is forever our Father. Once he adopts us into his family, he's forever our Father. Amen. He makes us like he is, holy, and then he gives us eternal life. But he's always our Father. Amen. We can call on him anytime. He said that our names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he's not going to block them out. See, what the devil wants us to think is, when there's trouble in our way, and he's the one that brings trouble our way, he wants us to doubt that God is able to deliver. We know God is able to deliver. We just have to wait on God. The devil wants to disturb your peace. The devil wants to bring doubt in your mind. But we should never doubt God. When God has given us his word, he cannot lie. And if God says he will avenge us, he will avenge us. If God says that many are the affliction of the righteous, but he will deliver us out of them all, he's going to deliver us. God says with each temptation, he's going to provide a way of escape that we may be able to bear it. God is going to do that. Doesn't matter what the devil does. If God has decreed that he's going to do something, he will do it. And it's done. Oh, I thank God for who he is, saints. God with us. Amen. He's a mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. He's our everlasting Father. We can pray to him anytime. We can say, Abba, Father, because we are his children. He said he would be our God and we will be his children. And he has done that for us. Amen. So it's good to know who your Father is. Amen. You know, there are children who have been born out of wedlock, and sometimes the mothers gave them away because they didn't want the man to know, or they didn't want to raise the child because it brought an embarrassment to the family. And so they have children want to know who their natural father, even though they were adopted some instances and the family took real care, good care of them. They want to know who their natural father is. Because there's some things that they have characteristics that is not like the adopted family. It's picked up from the father. Amen. They do certain things. They act a certain way. They want to know who their father is because I'm acting this way and I want to know why. Can I get an amen? We know who our father is. It's God. We know why we speak the truth. He's a God of truth. Amen. We know why we don't sin, because Jesus never sinned. There was no guile found in his mouth. Amen. We know why we speak the truth. God tells us not to lie, and he's a God of truth. We have those qualities of God. Can I get an amen? We know who our Father is. We know why we don't go and drink liquor and smoke alcohol. We know why we don't smoke the cigarettes and drink the alcohol, the liquor. Can I get an amen? Because God cleansed us from all unrighteousness. He's clean. He's clean. Can I get an amen? We're like our Father. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And what's so wonderful about that? God made us holy. God made us in his image. God has placed his spirit in us, and the spirit that is in you is the spirit that's going to control you. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't live a holy life. Because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, that means you don't have God. And if you don't have God, you don't have power. Because you need the Holy Ghost to have power to live right. And God has so fixed it that we can live right in this evil world. Now remember, when Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross, he prayed. He prayed that the Father would not take us out of this world, but that he would keep us from the evil. Amen. We don't do evil because our God is not evil. Oh, I thank God. He's our everlasting Father. It's good to know when I call on him, I don't have to wonder if he'll own me. He said he would. Amen. And he'll be our Father throughout eternity if you're saved. I thank God. So he is the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. We needed peace with God. We needed to be brought back into a right relationship with God. The Gentile people, we were not a people. We didn't have a God. But I thank God Jesus came and he broke down that middle wall of partition. Made a way for us Gentiles to be adopted into the family of God. He made a way for whosoever will. Whosoever will have faith in him. Whosoever will call on him. Whosoever will ask for the Holy Ghost, he will give it to us. Whosoever will come to him broken heart, broken spirit, he will deliver us and make us a new creature. Oh, I thank God he is the Prince of Peace because he paid our sin debt so that we could be restored to a right relationship with the Father. Jesus is our peace. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have peace with God. If you don't have Jesus in your life, you don't have peace with God. And if you don't have peace with God, that means you're yet his enemy. And if you're an enemy of the God, enemy of God, that means you won't go to his kingdom. Because there will be no enemies of God in his kingdom. God's enemies are the children of the devil. God has prepared another place for his enemies and the children of the devil. But I thank God. I thank God that God has made a way for us through Jesus Christ, who is our peace. And he has restored us to a right relationship with the Father. God with us. As I close, 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, if you would. The third chapter. I'm reading verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. It is. It's a mystery, and it's great that God has done what he's done for us. Amen. But look what it says. God was manifest in the flesh. And we know the scripture already told us. The word became flesh. God, word, became flesh and dwelt among us. And it justified in the spirit. Amen. He gives us his spirit, saints. He makes us righteous. And the Spirit occupies the temple. Our bodies become the temple of the Holy Ghost. And God's Spirit will not dwell in an unclean temple. Amen. He cleanses the temple. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All sin. God will cleanse us. Jesus will cleanse us from all sins. And then he will come to live in us. So justified in the Spirit. Seen of angels. Seen of angels. Amen. Angels minister to him. Yeah, he's seen of angels. Preached unto the Gentiles. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for preaching. Amen. Because that good news came to us, the Gentiles. Amen. Jesus broke down that wall so we would be able to come in and worship the true and the living God. And we were able to hear the gospel. Amen. He preached to us. And the gospel, there's power in the gospel. Amen. It'll make you free. Yes, it will. Because gospel is truth. The truth of God's word. Amen. I thank God. Seeing of angels preaching to the Gentiles. Believed on in the world. Do I have any believers in here? Say amen if you are. Amen. Believed on in the world. We are part of that. Amen. We didn't see Jesus walk in the earth. We didn't see Jesus nail on the cross. We didn't see the tomb. But we heard the report, the preaching, and we believed it. We believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world. We believe if we had faith in Jesus and came to Jesus and surrendered, turned out from our ways and went to Jesus and said, God, have mercy on my soul, that he would have mercy. Oh, we believe. Thank God. Thank God for the faith believed on in the world and received up into glory. And had eyewitnesses as he went on the clouds and returned to glory. But oh, they told him, he's coming back. He's coming back. He's not sitting on the right hand of the Father, but he's coming back. When God says it's time to go bring the children home, he's coming back. And as he left on the clouds, he's going to come back on the clouds. But this time he won't come to earth. Amen. He's going to stop in the midair. And all those who believe in him, those who are saved, those who have the Holy Ghost abiding on the inside, dead or alive, we're going to be caught up to meet him in the midair. Amen. We're going to be caught up He's going to stop in the air. We're going to rise to meet him in the midair. And the scripture said they will go away and we will forever be with the Lord. God with us. God with us. Will everyone please stand? Everyone please stand. Will be mine. Anyone desire prayer? Come to the altar. Will be mine. Tell the story, caught up to meet him in the air. Caught up to meet him, caught up to meet him. Joy and happiness will be mine. Peace and glory, tell the story, caught up to meet him in the air. God bless you. We thank God for those at the altar. I believe you're at the altar because you have faith in Jesus. I believe you're there because whatever your need is, you believe he can supply it. Hold on to that. Because the Bible says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you're saved, whatever it is, cast your cares on the Lord. If you're not saved, cast your soul to him. Say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Please save me. I acknowledge I'm a sinner, but I want to be your child. And if you meet it in your heart, God knows that. So the person who's not saved, your daily prayer ought to be, Lord, save me. Lord, I acknowledge I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. But then when you pray that prayer, broken heart, broken spirit, you got to believe that God heard you. And you got to believe that he has promised what he was going to do, and he's going to do it. He said if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Salvation is just a belief away. You can come to this altar sinner. You can leave here, God to save you. Salvation is the work of God. But just believe. So whatever problem, if you're standing for a loved one, just believe. Because God has all power. He's a mighty God. Let us pray. Dear God, our Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We can bring in your children as they stand at the altar. They come because they have faith in you. They know that you hear us when we call. Even the sinner calling for repentance, you hear us, Lord. And Lord, as they stand this morning, this believing, we ask you to help them. Help them, Lord. We ask you to deliver those who have sickness. We ask you to heal it. Heal it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those who are not saved, heal them, Lord. Heal them spiritually. Help them to come crying for mercy. Help them to believe. Those who are saved, Lord, we ask you to help them. Help them to cast their cares upon you. Help them to leave it in your hands. Help them not to worry about it. Help them to know that if I talk to God and leave it in his hand, all will be well. Because he promised he would help me in our time of need. And Lord, we ask you to help them to not leave the altar as they came. Help them to go away in full confidence that you are the mighty God. You are the God with us. You are the Savior of the world. You are Almighty Battle Axe. You're a warrior that never lost a case. Keep us in your will with our mind stayed on you. And we will forever praise your holy name. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. Amen. And amen. God. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible if you only believe. Only believe. I believe, I believe. I believe. I believe. All things are possible. I believe. I believe all things are possible. I believe. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for you. God is with us, saints. Never doubt it. God is with us. And we have victory because of Jesus. Let us live in victory. Let us live in gratitude. Let us live thanking God, knowing that He orders our steps. And God said He would never leave us nor forsake us. He'd be with us always, even to the end of the world. Because He is God with us. At this time, Sister Jenkins is coming with our announcements.
Good afternoon. I do praise God for Jesus, for each of you here today. Merry Christmas. And I hope everyone has a blessed, safe Christmas. Yes, some of you may not see, well, most of you I won't see, but Lord's will see a lot of you on Tuesday evening. But we thank God again for this Christmas season. I thank God for His word today, His revealed word. You know, it takes God's word to be revealed to us for us to get an understanding. We hear it over and over again many times, but until it's actually revealed, you know, and that takes the Spirit of God. Is I hear people now on the radio that still say that Jesus and God are not the same. You know, they still say that. But God's word just lets us know that God is with us. And the person of Jesus. And I thank God for Jesus. And it's all because of Jesus that we do have Christmas. So hopefully the parents are letting their children know really what the real reason is for this season. Next Sunday is the fourth Sunday. The adult choir will be the serving choir, but there will not be any rehearsal for adult choir members. You're asked to please come prepared to sing on next Sunday, all choir members, adult choir members. This beautiful card says, "The true gifts of Christmas are for the heart to enjoy." Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. And that comes from 2 Corinthians 9:15. May God's love always bless you, His joy always fill you. His presence always keep you close to all that is good. Wishing you God's best at Christmas and in the new year in Christ, Elder and Sister Faust and family. Dun, 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 dun. To God be the glory for all that he has done to bless the Shoeboxes of Love project with overflowing success. I know y'all want to know, don't you? Yeah. See, I know because I read it. Pastor may know, I don't know, but I have to keep y'all in suspense a little bit. Oh. The Lord blessed our church family, along with outside supporters, to contribute over 87 boxes and counting.
Amen.
Over 87 boxes.
Oh, yes.
Y'all know I wanted 100, but thank God for you. God is good. Several boxes were donated later to increase the number to overflowing. Many thanks to Victory for their great outpouring of giving to this project. And a special thanks to the Swain family. Yes, thank God.
Yes,
for
yes.
Support from their place of employment.
Yes,
isn't
amen.
That good? God. Yeah. Told y'all, we just let people know. This was a church family project. And the brethren assisted the women of Victory to the very end. We thank you, brethren. We thank God for our church family and for his love that grows and grows in our hearts. We believe God is pleased. I certainly do. Again, with hearts of thanksgiving, the Women of Victory in Christ Bible Church. Thank you. Thank you, God. All right. So now we know we can do great things with small numbers.
Amen.
But we
Amen.
Believe God is going to increase our numbers.
Oh,
we
yes.
just know.
Oh, yes.
Our Sunday school lesson talked about sharing Jesus.
Yes.
And we have to do that with the lives that we live as well as with our voices. This afternoon is our Christmas exercise. We're asking the parents and the entire church family, if you'll please come back this evening at 5 p.m., for the Christmas program. Please come back and support our children. Our children know that we're behind them and we want them to do good. I believe they'll improve and they'll do better. So let's be here. Let's let them know that we are with them all the way. Please pray for Brother Stamper, Sister Stamper's spouse. He is in Baptist Hospital. So please keep both of them lifted. We want to keep them in our prayers. Now that we do not have services tonight, we will not have services tonight, but we're asking that you do please come back on Tuesday evening for Bible study, Tuesday evening for Bible study at 7:30. I'm sure the pastor will give us more information about the other services, New Year's Eve services, but we just thank God for all that he's done. Please continue to pray for all the sick, all those that are bereaved, all these colds and everything that are going around, because there are a lot of people who are ill right now, so be mindful of the weather. Please remember again all the sick in your prayers. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Our next service today is what time? Please, let's come back and support the children. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all remember how it was when we had to say speeches. Amen. Amen. So we're going to be here and support them. Amen. It's good training for them. It's good training for them. So please, parents, have the children here and let us support them for the Christmas program. There will be no Thursday Bible study, but Tuesday night, There'll be no rehearsal Thursday. And after Tuesday night, our next service will be Sunday school next Sunday. Amen?
Amen.
All minds clear? Amen. Now, for those who I won't see until after Christmas, we pray that you have a blessed Christmas. But it would be wonderful if you were here Tuesday night. Because you can't say, well, that's Christmas Eve. I got a lot to do. No, it's before Christmas Eve. So let's come on out and worship the God. Amen? The reason for this season is about Jesus. And we need to take time. Don't get so busy. We're going to leave Jesus out. This is his birthday. Amen. So let us come on out and enjoy Jesus together. Amen. We thank God for all our members. The prayer meeting is still on. Let's keep praying. And thank God for Sister Stokes and her committee. 87 boxes. Amen. And counting. And thank God for Sister Phipps. God put it on her mind. The Lord put it on her mind to ask her co-workers. And they responded. Amen. To help Victory in Christ Bible Church. God bless you. Again, we just keep on doing all the good we can. Amen. Because all the good, if you want good to come back, got to do good. God bless you. Please, let's stay prayerful. Let's stay watchful. Watch out for the flim-flammers. And somebody calling you, tell me you won something, but you got to send $50. You don't have to send $50 if you won something. And if you didn't enter anything, how did you win something? You know, they're talking about you won this. I didn't enter anything. Amen. Remember this. But my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we're going to be thankful for what we have. Amen. Thankful for what we have. So let's be watchful. Let's be prayerful. And, you know, even in the daytime, know your surroundings, even in the daytime.